We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Panorama Public Infrastructure District Number 1. This Monday, March 16, 2026 at 2:30 p.m. The meeting is being held at the office of York Allen, South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a quick roll call today. My name is Tom Jolly and I'm District Counsel.
Shannon Bedard, District Counsel, Paralegal.
Jim Giles, District President.
Ryan Campbell, Project Manager.
Brian Flam, Board Member.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
Darcy Stevens, Gilmore Bell.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Ben Wilhelm, DA Davidson.
Mary Barnes.
Go ahead, Mary.
Get Mary Barnes, Gilmore and Bell.
Thanks, everyone. We're just going to follow our agenda today. We have no preliminary action items. We do have two consent items, the first of which is to approve the draft minutes from the February 18th, 2026 board meeting. The board did receive in its packet these meeting minutes. I'm going to ask if there are any questions from the board on the minutes.
I have none.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the February 18th, 2026 board meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from February 18th, 2026.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Did you get that? That was Jim Giles made the motion. Brian Flam second. Let's move to our second approval item or consent item. This is to approve and ratify payment applications and requisitions made since the last board meeting. This is a requirement of our acquisition and reimbursement agreement to ratify these, approve and ratify these payments requisitions. Do we have any questions? Shelby, we did have a few, I think.
We did. We had a handful from the first two cost verifications, which included the initial land reimbursement as well.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, so I was just asking Ryan here if we got all that dialed from those questions, and he said yes, so I'm good.
Great. So do we have a motion to approve and ratify all payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting held on February 18th, 2026?
I'll make a motion to approve item number 2 on the consent.
There's a second.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our action items. The first action item is to consider adoption of amended tentative operating and capital budget for calendar year 2026 for Panorama PID number 1 and to set a public hearing to take public comment on the same. The board did receive the proposed amended tentative budget in your packet. We're going to turn the time over to Shelby to go over that with the board and answer any questions.
Thanks, Tom. Board, I'm going to share my screen just to walk through this pretty quickly. So this budget amendment is directly related to the bond issuance that's currently in progress. So this would account for that bond issuance and related activity. So the first page here is to amend what would be a new fund of the district, the debt service fund for the 2026 special assessment bonds. Primary activity here would be a transfer in from the capital projects fund, which is anticipated to cover capitalized interest and also fund a reserve fund. And then at this point in time, an anticipated bond interest payment to be made from capitalized interest. Then the second page here is the capital projects fund. We did have an initial budget for 2026, so this would be to amend that budget, again, to account for the anticipated bond issue. So we've got about $11.1 million in estimated bond proceeds slated in here, also accounted for bond issue costs, and then the transfers to the debt service fund for that capitalized interest and reserve fund, everything else really unchanged from the original budget. Any questions on this or any kind of feedback or comment from the board?
No questions for me.
No questions.
Okay.
Thanks, Shelby. Appreciate that. Do we have a motion approving the amended and tentative budget, Panorama PID number one, and setting a public hearing to take comment on the budget?
I'll make a motion to approve as stated.
I'll second it. Yes, I'll second it.
Thanks, Brian. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion does pass by quorum of the board. Do we want to take time now to identify a time for the public hearing date, next meeting? Or would you prefer we send around some proposed times?
We can. When are we thinking? When does it need to be? Soon?
So we need at least 7 days.
And this can be adopted, the final budget can be adopted after the bond issuance. So
yeah,
you need to do this ahead of the bond offering being posted or priced.
Okay, so do you want to take care of the final budget approval by before bond closing or after, Ben?
I think before, sometime between pricing and closing might be nice. I don't know, Aaron, if you have a preference.
No strong preference.
Shooting what,
here.
9th of April?
Let's look really quick here.
We would anticipate pricing on the 8th, this new set. So I think that should work from our standpoint.
Yeah, April 9th works. Morning or afternoon?
Nate and I are both going to be, that's spring break for our neck of the woods. So I know Nate and I will both be out of town that week.
Okay. You won't do it then?
But I can do the following week, anytime after the 14th.
Okay.
Does this affect the closing date?
Closing date is expected to be on the 15th, is what we're targeting. So if you could do it 13th or 14th, I think we could, that'd be fine.
So shoot for the 14th.
So the 14th, let's see here. So we can do, how about 10 o'clock?
Works for me.
Brian,
I'm just
you
working.
You are.
I don't know Nate's schedule, but I don't land until it's a red eye coming back. So I land at 10:04 on the 14th in the
okay.
morning.
How about 3:30?
The other option, we have a partners meeting Wednesday morning. What if we?
Yeah, I mean, that works for me at 3:30 on the 14th.
Okay, what 3:30 works for me.
Okay, and then Brian, will you check with Nate? I mean, we can.
Sure.
We can obviously adopt.
I'm looking, and Nate shows he's in town, and he doesn't show anything on his calendar, so it should be fine.
Okay, let's do that the 14th at 3:30. Shelby, how about you? Does that work for you?
That works.
Aaron?
I don't have it in front of me, but you'll be fine whether we're on or not. So no.
Okay.
No issue. We'll make it work if we're needed. Yep.
Great. Well, then let's move on. Thanks for taking the time to select the date. Let's move on to our second action item, which is to consider approving G17 disclosure from DA Davidson. This disclosure was also provided in your board packet. Ben, I'm going to turn the time over to you to see if the board has any questions about the G17 disclosure.
Yeah, just a reminder, MSRB rules require us to have you guys acknowledge that we're not a municipal advisor. We're a bond underwriter. You guys have acknowledged this in the past just over email. I threw it on the agenda for the board for convenience. So let me know if there are any questions.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the G17 disclosure letter and authorizing the district chair to sign it?
I'll make a motion to approve as stated.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's now move to our third action item, which is to consider engaging an assessment administrator and authorizing the district chair to sign the engagement letter of the district, assessment administrator. The board did receive in its packet a proposal from CLA to provide assessment administrative services to the district. Turn the time back over to Shelby to answer any questions.
Thanks, Tom. Board, just a quick overview. We did include a short proposal in your meeting packet for today. Based on the anticipated structure and number of lots within the assessment area, we were estimating kind of not to exceed 2,500 to 3,000 per year, which would be kind of dependent upon level of activity each year. So if you have higher number of lot sales in one year, we could be on the higher end. If you, you know, kind of have zero through this capitalized interest period, that would be lower. So I guess at that, I would just kind of open it up for any questions or discussion.
Do you have any questions, Brian?
Nope.
I'm assuming this is built around our takedown schedule that we submitted.
We haven't seen that, but I did talk to Ben about, again, just kind of the anticipated flow here.
There's an annual fee, correct, Shelby, for administering the assessment. We have a takedown schedule anticipated as they sell lots, they'll pay off the associated assessment lien, as you've seen on other projects, and they're expecting about 2.5, probably to 3 years of payoffs before they'll fully pay off the bond under the same run.
Okay. Yep. I think then that's, that fees, again, kind of, we'd be on the kind of higher end of that fee range then, if all goes to plan.
And the fee was baked into our bond runs. So there's nothing new that you haven't seen as far as what we're
serving. Perfect. Well, with that said, then I'll make a motion to approve action item number 3 as stated.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move on to our fourth action item. This is consider engaging a dissemination agent and authorizing the district chair to sign the engagement letter. A proposal was received by DAC to provide dissemination agent services to the district. That proposal was in your board packet. Maybe I'll just shoot the time over to Ben in case the board has any questions about that proposal.
Yeah, so this is just having a specific designated firm that will help with the ongoing continuing disclosure obligation of the district. This is something that we've just established as a best practice so that the market, the bond market of investors, has information that's above board on a quarterly basis with regards to the progress of the development. The numbers were included in our bond financing plan. So nothing that you haven't seen before, but this is just something that we're asking so that for purposes of managing our investor accounts that will hold the bonds, that they'll have a way to get the information in a timely manner. So I think it helps you guys from the standpoint of, you know, we're making sure that the quarterly continuing disclosure filings are done in a timely fashion and a complete fashion. And it helps with future bond issuances, knowing that the bondholders who are buying these deals have access to the information on the ongoing progress of the development. So they're more likely to buy future transactions as well. So happy to answer any questions.
I don't have any questions. Pretty straightforward, I think.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it. All right. Do we have a motion approving the DAC dissemination agent services agreement and authorizing the district chair to sign?
I'll make a motion to approve action item number 4 as stated.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our fifth action item, a resolution of the Board of Trustees for Panorama Public Infrastructure District number 1. We're going to turn the time over to Aaron or Darcy to go through this resolution. And by the way, I think this will be resolution 2026-02. Will be the numbering on this resolution.
Thanks, Tom. This is Darcy Stevens with Gilmore Bell, bond counsel to the district. And as you know, we've previously come before the board to have the bond documents approved for the special assessment bonds series 2026. Today's resolution approves a draft of the preliminary official statement, which will be used in connection with the issuance of the 2026 bonds. And the final official statement, which will have all of the final terms for the bonds, will be in substantially the same form as the preliminary official statement before you. The resolution is very short. It approves the use and distribution of the preliminary official statement. Section 3 also approves future lot sales and equity of the developer to be used to finance a portion of the improvements. It's deemed a construction loan for purposes of the Assessment Area Act to the extent any of those are used to finance the public improvements. And the specific, if you have any specific questions about the contents of the preliminary official statement, Aaron's on the phone and he could answer those. And otherwise, I'm happy to answer any questions about the resolution.
Anything, Brian?
Nope.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2026-02 for Panorama Public Infrastructure District number 1 as so stated?
I'll make a motion to approve as stated.
I'll second it.
Thanks. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our final action item number 6, which is to consider accepting the Q4 financial statement for calendar year 2025 for PID number 1. I'm going to turn the time back over to Shelby. By the way, the Q4 financials for 2025 were in the board, distributed to the board members. Go ahead, Shelby.
Thanks, Tom. Board, again, I'll run through this pretty quickly, so just bear with me for a couple minutes here. So these are unaudited year-end financial statements. Total assets at the end of the year, just under $32 million. About $23.3 million represents funds available in the Capital Projects Fund at the end of the year, so in your project fund available for capital expenditures. About $8.5 million restricted to the bonds, and then we had a receivable of about $4,200 in the general fund. For the general fund budget to actual expenditures came in just over 10,000, which was it within the original budget of 23,000. All costs at this point were covered through developer advances. The debt service fund budget to actual activity here was primarily the transfer in from the 2025 bond issuance to establish the capitalized interest in the surplus fund, and then some interest that was earned on those funds sitting at the trustee. And then lastly is the capital projects fund. A couple notes here, we had the bond issuance of $33,456,000. The transfers out, again, really represents the capitalized interest in surplus funds. And then for expenditures, we had bond issue costs of about $971,000. And then capital outlay represents that first cost certification for reimbursement to DAI. Any questions on these? Fairly limited activity at the end of the year.
Yeah, I've got no questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Brian, did you have any questions?
No, sir.
Okay, thanks, Shelby. Do we have a motion accepting the Q4 financial statements for the district?
I'll make a motion to approve as stated.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move on to administrative non-action items. Anything listed on that on the schedule, so I'll just quickly open up to the board, see if the board wants to bring up any non-administrative action items.
None for me.
Nothing.
Okay, then we can move to have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I will second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We stand adjourned. Appreciate everybody's time today.